Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Kind of went through this firsthand, knowing all parties involved, and it's tough on everybody who joins us this evening. Dan, thanks so much for taking the time. I know this, even though the week has been so tough on the people that went to Douglas and those, it's tough on everybody. And you guys being one of the closest schools and a program that has knocked heads with them for years and years and years have felt it as well.
Oh, absolutely. Probably the one of the worst things I've had to experience. And but, you know, it's just amazing how not only the wrestling community, but just the entire area, the entire county, and even nationwide, people threw so much support behind all the efforts to try to honor the victims and help out the victims and the families of the victims. I mean, that was really quite impressive.
The outpouring, especially, and it was probably your first encounter with any of the athletes, is when you held the district or the district wrestling tournament only 2 days before the region wrestling tournament on that Wednesday, and when the Douglas wrestlers came into the gym, heavy hearts, but certainly you guys showed a lot of class by welcoming them in and hugging them and embracing them. Talk about that moment, because I thought that was special, especially because, you know, wrestling was probably the last thing on a lot of people's minds.
Well, I'll tell you what, I mean, we were impressed that they wanted to wrestle. They wanted to do it in honor of Chris.
Right.
And so what we decided to do was we held up the tournament. We changed the start of the time because the wrestlers had voted from Douglas to go to the mass. So we moved the time of the tournament to 1 o'clock. They were running late coming back, and we delayed the start of the tournament until actually 2 o'clock. They got back about 1:15 to 1:20. And when they walked into the gym, we had all the wrestlers and coaches form two lines that from the gym doorway all the way to the wrestling room. And they were able to walk through this line and to a standing ovation from not only the coaches and wrestlers, but all the fans that were there. And it was really a powerful moment. And then it got better, because as they got into the room, we Bluetoothed the phone call from Kale Sanderson.
Wow.
Who had some words of inspiration. And then on top of that, before the finals, we had a video tribute that was sent in by Dan Gable.
Whew.
That we were able to play for the entire gym that was packed. And it was really very moving. You could have heard a pin drop when he was talking. It was so powerful. And I'll tell you what, I think all those things together, plus the fact that they wanted to wrestle for their coach, I mean, Douglas finished a strong second place in there when I don't think anybody expected them to be anything above fourth. So hats off to them. They wrestled fantastic. I mean, it was really an awesome night overall. I mean, obviously we would like to have it under better conditions, but I mean, they made their coach proud that night. I think Chris was looking down smiling.
Talk about Chris Hixon. You've known him for a while, being athletic directors, being wrestling guys, so you're both in that same mold at all the time. Talk about that and the special bond.
Well, I'll tell you what. I knew Chris. I first met Chris when he was a wrestling coach at Ely, and I'll tell you, we hit it off right away. He was just the nicest guy I probably have ever met. I mean, I've never met a guy that was so gracious and so offering all the time to do things for you if you needed a favor. And then when I became the AD, in the middle of a school year, and Chris was the guy they sent over to kind of fast track me. And I'll tell you what, he donated his time so unselfishly and was always available. And I'll tell you what, he really, was the guy that all of us ADs in the North would always call. And it was kind of fun when he was coaching again, wrestling, because we used to talk about that all the time, that, it's kind of come full circle. He's coaching again and how much he loved it. And I had actually just talked to him that morning about the district tournament. So we had a real, really, really good relationship. Working-wise, he was an excellent guy, and I'm proud to say that he was a friend.
Good stuff. Dan Jacob is the head wrestling coach at Coral Springs. Finished second in the region this last week. Will be how many kids you send in the state this week?
Seven guys.
Did you approve that through your athletic? Oh, you are the athletic director. Because I know that a lot of times you guys always gotta approve all these kids going and getting vans and getting hotel rooms. So I guess you kind of bridge that gap.
All taken care of. Yep.
Yeah, I figured. You talk about a guy like Aaron Feist, a product of that Northwest Broward area, somebody who all the coaches knew in football, one of those guys that always spoke up for all the kids and push them along, and you know people who have coached with him and have certainly been friends with him for a long time. Talk about him as well.
Well, I tell you what, I think I don't remember exactly the first time I met Aaron, but I know that every time we went to a wrestling event, whether it was at Douglas or that they were coming to our place, he was always there, and yeah. He would go out of his way to come over, shake my hand. We would converse a little bit. If we went over for a football game, I'd walk out to the field. He would always be there. Always, again, the same type of a guy like Chris was, that he was always so giving, so friendly, so real. You know, he's yeah. real and down to earth. He wasn't putting on an act. He really cared about the kids. And I think that's pretty much, you know, him and Chris, if you kind of look at the events that kind of transpired, you can just see that him and Chris were very similar in the way that they put themselves before everybody else. They've yeah. always been like that. And anybody you talk to will say the same thing, that those two guys just class all the way.
Good stuff. Dan Jacob, who's the athletic director and wrestling coach at Coral Springs High School. Good luck this weekend. We'll see you, and appreciate your impressive words about a program and a couple of guys who really made an impact.
It did. Thank you very much, Larry.
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.